Economists, capital market activists, and officials from 15 countries convened in Tehran on Sunday to attend one of the biggest events on the capital market, dubbed the ICM, or the Islamic Capital Market Forum. In the Islamic capital market, transactions are conducted in compliance with the Islamic religious law, known as Sharia. Organized by Iran's Securities and Exchange Organization, the ICM aims to establish closer ties between the capital markets of different Muslim countries at a time when they believe the level of cooperation is too low due to differences in Sharia interpretations by different Islamic schools of thought.
Although they have the shared common underground is the same, but when it comes to details, there are some differences, and therefore implementing an instrument in Iran in the exact same way in another country like Malaysia or Turkey could be not Sharia compliant from their perspective. So having an international standard that everybody agrees on, that's a major issue.
In 2018, the total size of the Islamic capital market stood at nearly $2 trillion. But economists say there would be no ceiling for the size of the market if Muslim countries unify their interpretation of the Islamic Sharia.
I believe that we need to focus on the commonalities among different Islamic schools of thought. And when it comes to Islamic finance, that's no exception. You know, Islamic finance is actually gaining momentum as we speak.
Despite its function as an Islamic financial system, the Islamic capital market is not limited to Muslim countries and allows non-Muslim individuals to also have a say in the market.
And it is just having a good capitalization. And when we have also Islamic-based financial instruments, it is an optimization of capitalization of our market.
There is a significant demand from non-Muslim states to invest in Iran's capital market. They do not necessarily need to be Muslims. Some of the non-Muslim governments have defined Islamic financial instruments and can operate in our financial markets.
The Islamic capital market revolves around seven products, including Sukuk, which is an Islamic financial certificate, similar to a bond in Western finance. These people say Islamic finance is increasingly growing in popularity, since it integrates the values of Islam with modern trends in the capital market, including cryptocurrency-based transactions.
Organizers of the ICM say the capital market is one of the major areas that has been overshadowed by political differences in the Muslim world. They say by holding this conference, they seek to foster cooperation among Muslim states in the capital market. Now, the attendance of major Islamic financial institutions in this event is a sign that the ICM is inching closer to its goal. Yusuf Jalali, Pros TV, Tehran.